जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय ओम विष्णुपद विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्तक आचार्य श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रोपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे बृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यमादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू इन श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एंड वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन श्लोक चैप्टर थर्ड एंटाइटल कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इंकार्नेशन एंड टेक्स्ट 40। इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भगवान ऋषि निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्ति एनं महात्। इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भगवान ऋषि निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्ति एनं महात्। इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भगवान ऋषि निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्ति एनं महात्। प्रभु इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भगवान ऋषिः निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्ति एनं महात्। इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भगवान ऋषि निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्ति एनं महात्। इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भगवान ऋषि निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्ति एनं महात्। Word to word translation. Idam, this Bhagavatam, book containing the narration of personality of Godhead and His pure devotee. Nama of the name. Puranam, supplementary to the Vedas. Brahma Samhitam, incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. Uttam Shloka of the personality of Godhead. Certain Charitam Equity Chakara compiled Bhagavan incarnation of personality of Godhead, Rishi Sri Vyasadeva, Nisreshaya, for the ultimate good, Lokasya, of all people, Dhanyam, fully successful, Swasti Ayanam, all blissful, Mahat, all perfect. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Translation. This Srimad Bhagavatam is literary incarnation of God and it is compiled by Sril Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people and it is all successful, all blissful and all perfect. Purport. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless and sound representation of all Vedic knowledge and history. There are selected histories of the great devotee who are in direct contact with the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna and is therefore non-different from him. Srimad Bhagavatam should be worshipped as respectfully as we worship Lord. Thereby, we can derive the ultimate blessing of the Lord through its careful and patient study. As God is all light, all bliss and all perfect, so also is Srimad Bhagavatam. We can have all the transcendental light of Supreme Brahman, Sri Krishna, from the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, provided it is received through the medium of the transcendent spiritual master. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya's private secretary, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, advised all intending visitors who come to the see Lord at Puri to make a study of Srimad Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam. The person Bhagavatam is the self-realized bona fide spiritual master, and through him only one can understand the lesson of the Bhagavatam in order to receive the desired result. So one can derive the study of Srimad Bhagavatam all benefit that are possible to be derived from the personal presence of Lords. It carries with it all the transcendental blessing of Lord Sri Krishna that we can expect from his personal contact. Again, here chapter says that Krishna is the source of all incarnation. And here we are discussing the Krishna's incarnation in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sahitya Avatar, literary incarnation of the God Sri Krishna. And we just one month before we are discussing 12th canto's glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now again, here literary incarnation Srimad Bhagavatam. So I will try to again glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the greatest opportunity came again to glorify Sri Krishna and in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. As it is said in the next Bhagavatam, in the third canto's next verse, Srimad Bhagavatam is like Puran Ark, as like brilliant sun. Just like in BTG magazine written, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayara Adhikar. Krishna is like sun and Maya like darkness. Where is Krishna? Where is the sunlight? Where the sun arises, darkness dispels. Darkness goes away. Exactly, here the same thing Srimad Bhagavatam is saying. The Puran Ark. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Puran Ark. As brilliant as like sun. When the sun arises in the morning, we can see. We have experience. We can relate. As soon as the sun arises in the morning, all the darkness slowly, slowly disappear. And sun again, fully. Brilliant sun. Therefore, this is again glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in this, I just compared how Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, showing the right path to his devotee in his presence. Similarly, in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Mahapuran shows the right direction, the right path to the follower, his follower, in the common people also. One who takes shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he shows right path. In the presence of Krishna, the devotee when approaches to Sri Krishna and prays to Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna shows right path, how to go, what to do, what to not do. He helps them and showing right direction. Being the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna, he can manage the whole thing himself. But beautifully, Krishna is saying, ki all the devotees, you have to do your work himself. Krishna will show the mark. Krishna will show the path. Krishna will show the direction. But we have to walk. Krishna will not walk for us. We have to walk on our path and get the desired result, Krishna Prema. Therefore, beautiful Sanatana Goswami's few slokas, Krishna Lila Astav, I just read, so I thought just share the sloka and translation I read and we'll go ahead. The Sanatana Goswami said, glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Sastrabdhi Piyusa, Sarva Vedaika Satphalaha, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya, Sarva Lokaika Drikpadaha, Sarva Bhagavata Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam Prabho, Kali Dhunanto Aditya, Sri Krishna Parivartitaha. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all the Vedic scripture, you are the most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas and enriched with the jewel of philosophical conclusion. You grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world and all the very life faith of the Vaishnava devotee. O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. Actually, you are Lord Krishna, who has written among us. This is word. This is sloka written by Sanatana Goswami, quoted by Sanatana Goswami. The Sanatana Goswami is saying, this is Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So we can see, when we go to altar, deities, do the manas puja and worship, very carefully, very, very carefully worship the deities. While worshipping deities, the Krishna, Radha Krishna, Gaunitai, Gopalji, while dressing, we should not think about or not talk about other thing, other just silently worship Krishna. Be respectfully. In the, it is said, in the one with the big leader, the big person comes, and in front of that person, you should remain silent. If you want something, say very slowly. Not shout. Hey, oh, leke aao, ye leke aao.
You just go and very slowly. Then the respectful, the person. Similarly, here, when we are worshipping deities, very, very respectful. Not talking here and there, other talk, except in the service, related to the service. So similarly, we worship deities, we go to the altar and respect that, yeah, Krishna is there. But when we come to the Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't realize this is the Krishna which should worship, respect. And here Sanatana Goswami is saying, no, the Krishna written as Swadhamo, as when Krishna, personally Krishna departed from this world, disappeared from this world and returned in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. The next sloka, Sanatana Goswami is saying, Paramananda Pathaya Varsi Aksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevaya Sri Krishnaya Namastute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. By your recitation, one attains transcendental bliss because your syllable showers down pure love of God. You ought to be served by everyone always, for you are an incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. Mat eka bandhu, mat sangi, mat guru, man maha dhana, mat nistaraka, mat bhagya, mat ananda namastute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great well and deliverer, O my good fortune and bliss, offer respectful obeisances unto you. Asadhu sadhu to dainam ati utta ati nicha uchakara hanam muncha kadachinam premna ritakanthayospura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O bestower of the saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the most fallen, please never leave me. Accompanied by the pure love of Krishna, please manifest yourself in my heart and throat. This is the word of the Srimad Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami is a dear follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here again, the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Sarapurthartha Bhakti Bhagavate Hoy, Prem Rupe Bhagavat Chari Veda Kaya, Chari Veda Dadi Bhagavat, Mathelena Sukha, Khailena Parakshit. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the Veda, the Shastras is like curd. The Chari Veda, like the curd. The Srimad Bhagavatam speak the highest goal of the life, devotional service, and divine love of Krishna. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is very form of the divine love for the four Vedas like yogurt, but the Srimad Bhagavatam is like butter, as Charanara is like the Sukhdev Goswami, and eater, just eating the butter, is Parikshit Maharaj. Krishna Tulya Bhagavad Vibhu Sarva Astraya Prati Sloke Prati Akshare Nana Artha Kvaya. The Srimad Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna, Supreme Lord, and shelter of everything is. And every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam and each and every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are various meaning. This is the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavat and Sanatana Goswami for glorifying the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, when we can see in ourselves, being the human, being the part and parcel of Supreme Personality of God, Head Krishna, the human being, we have four defects. What is that? Four defects is to be illusion, commit mistake, and imperfect senses, and cheating propensities. These few, these are four defects in our body, we have. being a defected part, how can we glorify Sri Krishna, or how can we take shelter to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? In the fourth defect. Therefore, it is said, just like in Hindi says, Hindi mein kehte hai na, ki jihwa pe laga ghav jaldi thik ho jata hai. To gyan kehta hai ki jihwa pe laga ghav jaldi thik ho jata hai, lekin vigyan anubhav kehta hai jihwa se laga ghav janma tak thik nahi hota. Iske liye, this is the realized knowledge, anubhav. Because when the Vyasadeva was unsatisfied, sitting alone and thinking, what I have done, that time Narad Muni appear, and Vyasadeva asked, what is the dissatisfaction, what is the cause of my dissatisfaction? And Narad Muni advised, Narad Muni here, being pure devotees, Bhakta, he saw the path, right path to Vyasadeva. He says, if you gave, you gave everything, name of the people for the sense gratification. You gave sense gratification, name of the religious principle. Aapne ek license de diya. You gave the license of the people of general, the name of the religious principle, to enjoy the sense gratification. But you did not glorify the pastime of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, directly. In the other Puranas, you gave indirect glorification of Krishna, or sense gratification more than glorification of Krishna. But now you should glorify, directly glorify the Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vyasadeva understood. He gave the just four slokas, and Vyasadeva multiplied and write the Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, we can understand how Sri Krishna guided his devotee, shows path to his devotees, and Srimad Bhagavatam shows path to us. We will focus on these two aspects. The first is Krishna. How Krishna guided, how Krishna shows. In the episode, when the Lakshagra, Kauravas want to burn the Pandavas, and Pandava escaped from the Lakshagra, and thus changing their ways, in the Brahman ways, just they are traveling. And that time, Drupad Maharaj arranges Swayambar for the Draupadi. And when Pandava traveling, and traveler says, we are going to the Maharaj, kingdom of the Maharaj Drupad, to see the Swayambar of the Draupadi, then they also, Pandavas also thought, let's go and see the Swayambar. They also, disguised in the form of the Brahmanas, went there. In the permission, they took, all consulted with Yudhishthira Maharaj and agreed, and they went to the Swayambar. And when they saw the one by one, the Duryodhana, Jarasangha, many, many kings, many, many princes, they came and they tried to fulfill the, what is it, condition of Drupad Maharaj. Taking the bow and arrow and piercing the moving fish eyes. None of the king and prince succeed. And when that time Karna sit down from his asan, and he approaches to the pick up the bow and arrow. That time Draupadi saw, that the Mahabharata described, Draupadi saw toward the Krishna. Krishna and Balaram was sitting. They also came. But they are not participate. They are just watching the whole thing. And when Draupadi looked at Krishna, and Krishna just perfectly nodded his hand head. No. When the any difficulty come, because Draupadi is the pure devotee, and he, when the Krishna arrived, when the Karna came forward to pierce the eyes of peace, the Draupadi doesn't want, because Draupadi heard the glories of the Arjuna. And Draupadi saw the glories of the Arjuna in front of his eyes. And Draupadi saw the glories of, not the glories, but the power of, not the power, but the character of the Karna and Duryodhana, all members, in his eyes. How he saw the Arjuna and Karna different? When the Dronacharya, in his school, Gurukul, when the Pandavas and Kauravas completed their education, and enmity between Dronacharya and the different story, and Drupad, the Dronacharya want to take the revenge, and he told the Kauravas, please go and bring the Drupad. He just fight and bind him and get him. At that time, with Kaurava, 100 plus 1, Karna also went to fight with Drupada. So we Mahabharata dekhle, they are both are powerful. Both parties have technical knowledge, how to throw the missiles, how to throw the arrows, and a perfect target. So 101. Person, including Karna, went to fight with Drupad Maharaj. But none of them able to capture the Drupad Maharaj. They defeated by Drupad Maharaj, came empty hand to Dronacharya. And fulfilled the desire of the giving the Guru Dakshina. Not success in the first attempt. Then the Dronacharya says to Pandavas, you should go. Now Pandava went. When the Pandava went, and they captured the Drupad Maharaj and bring him. That time this Draupadi understood, saw the power of the glories of the Arjuna. He heard, she was heard from, and she now saw the in front of his eyes in that fight. The glories of the Arjuna. So she want Arjuna as a husband. But here Karna stood and so he was Karna also was the powerful. His skills, techniques. But when he saw the situation, how can, but Pandavas is died. Everyone was knowing that Pandavas died. And she saw toward Krishna, and Krishna said no. Just nodded his hand. And Draupadi immediately reject Karna. But many persons says different thing, different version. But this is the what Mahabharata explained. Beauty of this, we can see the character of the both parties. Arjuna and Karna. When the Karna, everyone got the chance, but no one was successfully in attempt or able to pierce the eyes of the face. The whole Sabha was silent. None of them was able to do it. Then Karna, he got up and immediately walked toward where was the bow and arrow was kept. He did not feel, he did not fail to take the permission of the Brahmanas, permission of Gurus, permission of the, even the host, Drupad Maharaj, I am allowed? He was thinking, I am the associated with Duryodhana, I am the powerful man, so what I want, I can do it. What I want, I can able to make it. There is no need to take permission from anyone because I am powerful. I am not fearful to anyone. I can fight anyone. This is the character of Karna here shows. He doesn't want to take the permission of the elderly person to participate. I am allowed or not? Because I am not Kshatriya. By birth, he is a Kshatriya, but he was not knowing he was Kshatriya. At that whole Swayambhar war, only for the Kshatriyas. This shows the character of Karna. And that, after Draupadi says no, and Karna and Duryodhana, Jarasandha and party become very angry, but somehow they set it. Then, a Pandavas, other, so here is Arjuna. So Arjuna, you should go. Arjuna said, oh, how can I am, this is Kshatriyas, we are now Brahmanas, how can we participate? Then the four took the permission, consulted with Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, yes, you should go. We are the Kshatriyas. In the disguise of Brahmana, but we are Kshatriyas, you should go. When Arjuna walked, taking the permission of the Yudhishthir Maharaj, came to just where the kept bow and arrow was kept, he asked the permission from the Drupad Maharaj, organizer. Are the Brahmanas allowed? I am the Brahmana, but the Kshatriya race was not able to do it. I am the Brahmana. Are the Brahmanas allowed to participate in this Swayambhar? And immediately, and the Krishna and other elderly people, other Brahmanas say, yes, 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 definitely. Because Brahmana is the higher work of the society. They should be allowed any condition. And immediately Drupad Maharaj give the permission. Krishna, when the Pandavas entered that arena at the Swayambhar, when the Krishna saw after a long time, the Pandavas, and he said to the Balaram, see, Arjuna, this is the Pandavas, Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Krishna and Balaram said, where? They are the Brahmanas. Krishna said, no. Pandavas is here. No, don't worry. So after taking the permission of the Drupad Maharaj, Arjuna successfully pierced the eyes of and win the hand of the Draupadi. So here, this story shows how Krishna, when the devotee approaches to Krishna, with devotee prays to Krishna, how Krishna guide them what to do, suppose how to go, what to do, not what to not do. The guided Draupadi and culture and character shows the Arjunas and Pandavas. They are not invited but still in the palm of the Brahmanas, they took the permission and then did the Arjuna. This is the character of Arjuna, the glories. Again, in the Mahabharata described, when the Yudhishthir Maharaj going to the forest, going from his kingdom, Hastinapur, leaving the kingdom, all the wise Brahmanas, thousands and thousands of the Brahmana walking behind it, Yudhishthir Pandavas, behind the Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Yudhishthir Maharaj said, please don't come. I don't have any kingdom now. I am the beggar. I don't have to eat, arrange my food. How can I arrange your food? So please remain in the kingdom and be happy there. But the wise intelligence, Brahmanas, the pure Brahmanas, They know the difference between Duryodhana and Yudhishthira Maharaj. That purely hearted Brahmana just walked from the kingdom behind the Yudhishthira Maharaj. No, I don't want the kingdom. Don't want the facility to enjoyment. We just want your association. Whatever you feed, you will fast, we will fast. Whatever you feed, we will get it. We are not demanding anything. But we don't want to miss your association, your pure devotees. Because wherever you will be, there will be always will be Krishna will come, other saintly person will come and discuss about Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Katha will go in. So how can we will miss the enjoying the fruit of Hastinapura in Duryodhan? The pure hardly Brahmana move from the kingdom. And when other Brahmana, few Brahmana left because they are Vetan Bhogi. Vetan Bhogi means we will do a yajna, you give me dakshina, and we will enjoy the fruit of our dakshina. They are not interested in the katha, in the Bhagavad katha, in the association of pure devotees. At that time, again, Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking, how they are so much love and trust, how can I feed them? That time, they again approaches Krishna, and Krishna again guide them. Don't worry. You worship, you just please the sun god. He will help you. And then they pleases the sun god, and Surya Dev gave them Akshaya Patra. See? Krishna can directly give to order because Bhagavad Gita says, Imam Vivastvate Yoga, Bhagavan ne unko gyan diya pahle. If Krishna ordered the Surya Dev please give your Akshat Patra to my devotee. They need it. This time they need. The Surya Dev Vivaswan immediately will de dete. But Krishna is saying, Krishna is teaching us here, you should do your work under the guidance of my devotee, under the guidance of me, in the my guidance and my devotees. You should walk, you should do, you should worship sun god, please him and he will give you. And sun god gave him. What? He gave the Akshaya Patra. And because of Akshaya Patra, they are fulfilling the desire of all the saintly person. Feeding them sumptuously, fully satisfied. In the forest, think about, in the forest, everyone, every sadhu was getting full meal, full prasad, and they are happy with Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then they don't want to go to kingdom of Duryodhana. In the forest, they were happy. This is the guidance, this is the path shown by the Krishna to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Again, these are more few stories, but I am coming to Srimad Bhagavatam. Now the Srimad Bhagavatam, how the Srimad Bhagavatam, as we discussed, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Krishna itself. So how Srimad Bhagavatam guiding us, showing the path, right path? Here the story comes in the next, the same, in first canto, sixth chapter. A story about Narad Muni's journey. The Narad Muni's journey described by himself, Narad Muni himself, to the Vyasadeva. The Narad Muni saying, ki my dear Vyasadeva, when I was the 5-year-old, my mother, evening time we was going to milk, bitten by the snake and he died. And he is saying, only attachment was my mother. I was attached to my mother, but the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, is so merciful. Bhagavan Sri Krishna was so merciful, he cut my last attachment. And he said, I then start walking through the forest and villages and mountains and different things, so many things described. And Narad Muni saying, after walking long time, I was tired So, in the forest, I took the bath in the lake and drink the water, and I felt fresh. And he said, then I sit on the peepal tree, under the peepal tree, to meditate in meditation. The Narad Muni saying, Vyasadeva, yatha srutam. What I meditate, what the process was for meditation, he said, yatha srutam, as I learn from the great sages, when the Chatusma, what called? Bhakti Vedantis. When the Chaturmas, Bhakti Vedantis were there, he learned from them. And he said, whatever I learned from them, how to meditate on Supreme Personality of Godhead, I start meditating. And as soon as from Yatha Srutam, I start meditating from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, my meditation begin from the lotus feet of Krishna, Lord appear in my heart. I became so overwhelmed. My heart became so happy, as I was not able to see I was not able to open my heart, but I was happy. He was so blissful. To hear his point and saying, after some time, after a few moments, I felt unhappiness. Where is he whom I saw? Where is my Lord Krishna who appeared within my heart? Now no bliss, nothing. Then he heard the voice of Krishna. Akashvani Bhagavan ki voice. Avas sunai. What Krishna says, he says, I regret that during this lifetime, you will not able to see me. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taint can hardly see me. The point is that beautiful Narad Muni is saying, that directly Krishna is saying, ki you are not able to see me in this lifetime. That was the shock to Narad Muni. In meditation I saw, but here is saying, lifetime, not able to see. I was thinking, in this story, Srimad Bhagavatam is showing the path, showing us direction, giving us some direct disa. What? I can understand that whatever in our acharya, in the parampara system, gave, whatever knowledge received from our parampara system, especially in the acharya, and especially acharya in the Srila Prabhupada, and what the Srila Prabhupada give, the process, what he said, the process from the morning shift to whatever time, 9:10, 9:15, he gave the process, you just follow it. Have the faith and just follow it. The Narad Muni is saying, I just faithfully learn from them. Now the same process, they are not here. I just followed and got the result. The Bhagavatam is saying, the same way when the acharyas and devotees giving some direction, giving something, if we able to follow, we get the desired result, Krishna Prema, very soon. This is not very difficult. But we have to follow. But Narad Muni again saying, this lifetime, you are not able to see me. So when we can understand when we join the Krishna consciousness mode in the beginning days, we can see what was our enthusiasm and what was our consciousness that time. Whole day we are just blissful thinking, doing this service, that service. Yes, we'll do it. We do it. So blissful and so. But after time, sometime, few years later, that bliss, what we got from beginning, will not come again. Not able to get, because Narada Muni Krishna is saying this life. But the mercy of the Acharyas, mercy of Narada Muni Prabhupada, we will get in between. Sometime get, sometime not. And he says, because of our service has not complete, our heart is not purely purified. Unless the purification took place, we will not able to see, we will not able to get mercy of Krishna's in lifetime. Therefore, the Narada Muni was 5 year old boy. 5 year boy is no contamination of the heart. He was just 5 year walking through the forest. We came after 20, 23, 25, 24 years later, roaming around the world, seeing so many things. And we are thinking, after 20 years, 30 years, 25 years, 10 years, we will purify my heart and see Krishna face to face and get the ecstasy of the chanting in the holy name. That is a possible. That possible. There is a possibility. So we can see the our life, how much we need ourselves to purify. To take the purification, how much effort we need in our life to get the desired result. So this is difficult, but if we follow on this path, we will get it. Not impossible, but possible. To get it. Therefore, our dealings in ourselves in very, very careful. So that we can purify till our end of life, we can purify ourselves and get desired return. The Narada Muni is saying, end of life. Just I was following the path given by the Vedantis. And after the end of my life, I quit my material body. And with putting up material body, I burn my old karmas. And I became, next life, I became the Narada Muni. I became the Narada Muni. And now I got this sanctioned by the Krishna, I can travel three planet system, upper, middle, lower. Wherever I want, I can travel. I can go in this body. I got this body of Narada Muni. Therefore, from this story, we can see this is the purification process. Our process is the purification process, Suddhikaran karne ki. और जितना हम शुद्धिकरण करेंगे हम उतना आगे बढ़ते रहेंगे. तो आई स्टॉप हियर. थैंक यू वेरी मच. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम महापुराण की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की.